So far this year, more than 55,000 Chadians have been displaced by marauding Arab militias known as the Janjaweed. The attacks signal that Sudan's worsening Darfur conflict, which has spawned many rebel movements and roving militias, is spreading westward into a region of Africa long plagued by civil wars and cross-border incursions. And as the violence spreads west, so does the civilian death toll and the numbers of those seeking refuge in larger villages and towns, widening a humanitarian crisis that United Nations officials are calling the world's worst. The 200,000 Sudanese refugees already in Chad are being joined by tens of thousands of displaced Chadians, as well as thousands of people from the Central African Republic who are fleeing attacks by government forces there. Halima Abakar, a 30-year-old mother of two, came to Gurunkun 3 days ago. She says Arab Janjaweed militias attacked her village of Kaloy, about 110 kilometers away, killing at least 3 of her relatives.
A lot of people attack them. That's why they are moved here. Because they all their animals and livestock and their essential items they had, clothes and all the food stock they had, they took up.
In the village of Gozbeda, about 2 kilometers from Gurunkun, nearly 14,000 displaced Chadians have set up a makeshift village of straw huts on land set aside for them by the area's tribal leader, Saeed Ibrahim Mustafa, the Sultan of Dar Salah.
Ces Soudanais, nous savons qu'ils sont du même sang que nous, on les a acceptés dans notre territoire.
We have been saying for a very long time that Sudan has been interfering in our affairs over the side. We've said it over and over and over again. We were talking to deaf ears. Nobody listened, and look at the problems we're now facing.
Many Sudanese continue to pour into Chad, crossing a national boundary that entitles them by international treaty to aid and haven as refugees. Of the 200,000 Sudanese refugees already in Chad, most of them live in squalid camps, but at least they have access to food aid, health care, and even primary and vocational education, most of it supplied by UN agencies. It is much worse for those who are internally displaced, says Olivier Bourcault, a human rights investigator who has traveled extensively in western Sudan and eastern Chad. Like many Sudanese, the Chadians are suffering from the threat of starvation and also need protection, he says. But they're not getting much help right now because they are not refugees. Chadians are forced to seek shelter near larger villages and towns that have better access to food aid and water and are more likely to be within walking distance to the tiny but reassuring outposts of government troops or Chadian police. So far, international efforts have been unable to solve Sudan's Darfur conflict. 7 rounds of peace talks in Abuja, Nigeria, between rebels and the Khartoum government have failed, prolonging the conflict and further hampering international aid efforts. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Gurunkun, Chad.